A werewolf can be killed only with a silver bullet, or a silver knife, or a stick with a silver handle.
You're insane. I tell you, I killed a wolf, a plain, ordinary wolf.
Go now, and heaven help you.
Like Mary, Queen of Scotland, like Loch Ness Monster.
With
like, what is a famous ghost?
Tucked
under a person that died.
She walks the bloody tower.
So like Abraham Lincoln.
Okay, so it is just people who have died.
No, but like Beetlejuice, he's the ghost with the most.
Yeah,
you know,
but he's not a real ghost.
Blueberry.
I think we're going.
Isn't he though? Isn't he?
I think famous ghosts
just
is
famous
probably
ghosts
our
of pop
okay.
culture,
ghosts
pop
that you know of.
Ghosts.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Can't
sure.
be like, or we can't be like my great grandpa.
A dinosaur.
Most dinosaurs?
All the elephants.
Aww.
They're dead. Sorry. Well, for most, you know, past elephants.
Yeah, everyone's all focused on
great
bees. Elephants
oh, wait,
are
you
gone.
Mean like the,
through history.
Who's the guy that shocked the elephant and died?
Oh, that was...
The electricity guy?
Yeah, that was Thomas Edison.
Died from elephants?
Yeah.
Man.
Elephants electrocuted him. Somehow.
And they said it was revenge, but that doesn't really make sense.
The second he figured out direct current, he was like, don't let the elephants find out. They'll kill me.
No, he shocked an elephant to death.
And he was right. Yeah, Topsy.
Oh, no.
There's a Parker's episode about it.
It's a great episode.
It's a great episode.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Fight Island.
Where two people pitch me Bob's Burgers.
Two people explain Bob's Burgers episodes.
It's good, just watch it.
To Sam, who's afraid of the television because of the radiation. No, the podcast about fictional fights and the very real island where they take place. My name is Jordan Dahl.
Sam Wiles.
And joining us today is the wonderfully hilarious Ellery Smith.
Thank you so much. Hi.
What up? Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
Glad we nailed that out.
Yeah. How you doing? How'd you feel about the intro?
That's good.
I feel like there's a strangeness hanging in the air.
It's a little rough, but...
Yeah,
post, you know
that's
what I mean?
Literally the best one we've ever done.
Oh my god,
that's the first time something didn't catch fire.
That's why you're in a garage. Now?
Sure, exactly. We have to be near the kiddie pool in case you have to douse
right,
somebody.
Right.
As listeners, maybe if you've listened to the last couple episodes, this is we're in Halloween season.
Fright Island.
Yeah, that's Jordan's manual drop. He what? Does in the middle of the pot.
I get to do the hands, too.
Yeah, which you can hear.
I've been, I would say for the 8 days around Halloween, I walk around doing Dracula hands.
Yeah, sure.
Everywhere.
For most of my life, I walk around doing Frankenstein stuff.
Sure.
It's pretty embarrassing.
That's a size thing, I think.
It's bad.
Yeah, Frankenstein stuff like barreling through a screen door.
Literally done it.
Killing a doctor.
Scaring a cow until it...
At a Halloween party we were all at on Saturday, I grabbed a part of Joe Quesada's costume, previous guest of the show, and just ripped it off on accident.
The cap?
Yeah.
Oh,
but I just like do that. When I lived with him, he still makes fun of me for crunching the shower knob in my hand. It's like very,
like
very Lenny.
Shit.
I do some like real Lenny
real
stuff.
Lenny shit.
Yeah.
I did a lot of Lenny stuff.
Just you needed a shower, so you just punched a hole in the wall.
I did Lenny stuff I never told him. I broke stuff he had no idea was me, and I'd be like, it was a bird.
Yeah, the part of his costume.
Very ham-fisted bird.
Yeah, a bird with big hands that didn't know what it was doing. It feels bad.
You know how when
don't
kick
me out.
You know they say. You know they say that like you eat 10 spiders in your sleep in a year.
Yeah.
Sam ate 10 birds.
Yeah,
10 peacocks.
I accidentally strangled 10 birds.
He snatches out
Crunches
of the air.
All the bones.
It feels great.
All
the
hair from the birds?
I just snatches them from the air.
I love at a stand-up show when someone gets an upward angle shot of me, it truly looks like it's a frightened villager. That's their point of view.
Because <Yeah.
laughs> the mic's like real little, and I'm like, ah.
What was the part of his costume you tore off?
He was a T.C. Tucker. And
T.C. Tucker from...
The little knob.
The little knob.
Okay, at least it wasn't like his pants or something.
Yeah. But it,
give me ours!
But like, everyone else was like very normally being like, ah, tucking it, it's the thing. And I immediately was like, give it. And I like pulled the whole shirt off.
You threw him through the screen door.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
I like that show it's from.
It makes me do the laugh sound. It makes the scream go away. Today's episode of Fright Island is, the topic is famous ghosts. Now, there was some, we were talking about this earlier, there was some confusion as to what a famous ghost consists of. I think all ghosts from pop culture and history are fair game. Go. Fight them. Fight them for me.
Okay, so is this one where we maybe want to lay out light, middle, heavy?
Let's hash it out
before we do it, because I don't want to miss one.
Ghosts don't weigh anything, so how do we know which one? Like, powers?
We kind of do it just by like how much mental space they take up.
Okay. You know? That makes sense. Like less popular versus most popular.
Perfect.
Got it.
Exactly. So, what strikes you guys as a lightweight ghost?
Poltergeist.
A poltergeist?
Okay, like the ghost from Poltergeist or just a general spirit?
I don't know. I don't understand the difference.
A noisy ghost.
A specific poltergeist?
I was thinking like from the movie Poltergeist, but it's not a specific one.
No, I think it was.
Like, isn't it like a brand of ghosts?
It might be tough to fight it. to talk about how it would fight, because it's not specific, maybe?
Well, doesn't it present in like pranks, for lack of a better
word? Yeah. It's hard to fight pranks.
Yeah.
I think, first of all, that would be one of the great powers of fighting a poltergeist is it's going to be hard to, you know, pinpoint down. There's not a poltergeist.
Poltergeist, Jamie Kennedy, Ashton Kutcher, are they all the same powers?
I own every episode of the Jamie Kennedy Experiment. Isn't that so embarrassing?
Yeah, you didn't even have to tell us.
I know. It's true, I did not.
Well, you own them on what?
Parchment?
DVD. I have all of the seasons. Okay. Blockbuster was closing.
I think that was brave.
I sort of bought them as a bit, and then it became not a bit.
Yeah, here's the thing. You didn't even have to live through it, so it wasn't like you could accidentally watch it.
It was retroactive.
You had to dig through the public record.
You were going back in time to watch something suck.
I really loved Malibu's Most Wanted, and I was like, this will be just as good.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
We go to like a thrift store.
I forgot about Malibu's Most Wanted.
So good. I was at a Blockbuster that was closing. Sure. It was the whole series for like $3, so couldn't pass it
up. Did you see that Jamie Kennedy movie he made called Heckler, where it's about like how hecklers are bad, but just for 10 minutes, and then the next 90 minutes of the movie is like, actually criticism is bad, and people didn't like Son of the Mask.
Sure,
and that's the whole documentary, and it's so bonkers.
I mean, Son of the Mask was so bad that it
came back around and was good.
No, I don't even think it's done that. I think it was so bad that it was the end of Jamie Kennedy. Everybody was like, I think that's enough.
Oh, no.
I think that's enough, Jamie.
Jimbo.
Yeah. Oh, poor Jimbo. So I would like to suggest for lightweight ghost, Bruce Willis from The Sixth Sense.
Spoiler.
Okay, I'm going to edit in a spoiler alert. No, spoiler. Consider it spoiled. He's a ghost the whole time.
He's a damn ghost.
In the Japanese translation of that movie is like, I don't know I'm a ghost.
Is that the what it's called?
Yeah, from Jump Street. That's like the title.
That is absolutely a spoiler. Yeah. Right in the name.
Wow.
Yeah.
What about the girl from The Grudge?
Okay, Grudge Girl.
I just think it's a lightweight.
Sure. Spooky ghost.
Or maybe we go more cartoony.
Like
sure.
Casper?
Like
ooh,
Casper.
Casper. My dude Casper like, is out
friendly,
here.
Casper. Does not fight.
He is friendly.
On Fight Island, though.
Although he has those three sons of bitches.
I think they were.
Do you remember?
Yeah. Cousins. Weird.
One is skinny. One is fat.
I think
fat.
They were stinky, Fatso and Otis or something.
That feels actually very close.
One of them was stinky for sure because I remember
it was this long, skinny one.
Yeah, he was that long, skinny one because he got Bill Pullman right in the face in the movie. And then at the end of that movie, they killed him.
They killed Bill Pullman?
Yeah.
Wait, which?
Oh, yeah.
Is spoiler. This the Hilary Duff one?
Yeah, no. It was Christina Ricci.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
At the end of the Casper movie, they straight up kill Bill Pullman. And they're like, yeah, we're a ghost now. And he's like, thanks, boys. It's really
that's how,
weird.
That's how they talk in the movie, too.
Yeah.
They're like gangster ghosts.
Yeah, it was spot on.
Spot on.
I really crushed
good
it.
Impression. Useful.
Also, I like they had a fat one and they named him Fatso. They didn't even go with the fun reverse calling him Slim or whatever.
Yeah, sure.
He's fat. He's called Fatso. We're not trying. It's a kid's movie.
Well, it was a cartoon from like the 20s.
Yeah, sure. So everyone was very literal.
Things' names were just the way they were.
Talk about stuff that's looped all the way around. We're very literal again.
That's true.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's true. I like Casper. Casper feels like a real lightweight to me. What about?
Do you want to do Casper versus Bruce Willis?
Kind of.
Yeah. Yeah.
Aww, that's so sweet.
But like Casper's a kid, and that's Bruce Willis's.
Okay, here's my real question about Casper the Friendly Ghost. It's a dead child, right?
Yeah, that's a dead boy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just checking.
Yeah, Casper is actually, if you think about it, as much of a bummer as the Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
But he's like into it. He like loves.
Yeah. He loves. Yeah. Being
he
a
loves
ghost.
It.
And he's like alive, like a ghost is.
Yeah.
Like at least he's not. I don't know.
I guess
all the way dead.
I guess most of the Casper stories.
He just has to be alive forever, being dead and losing everybody.
Oh, cool.
He
so
loves.
It's okay, also
cool.
Bad.
Cool. Yeah.
I think most of the Casper stories about him being like, I'm so lonely.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Everybody he has ever loved is dead, and he watches them die all over again.
Except for the three worst people in his life.
Yes, exactly.
his abusive uncles.
He's like resigned to live with the worst people he ever knew.
Can I say a thought I've had about ghosts?
This is my hell. This is because I didn't eat all my peas.
You're going to be a very scary father.
Eat all your peas or you'll live forever.
All ghosts before like 1970... Like, if they came back now, they would be racist.
Oh, yeah.
Every ghost would be shocked at, like, one thing. And that was, like, the race relations in America.
Sure.
That's, like, a common, like, Captain America joke is that, like, whatever. He falls asleep and wakes back up, and he's, like, actually very racist.
Right.
The first words out of his mouth are, like, why is there a black nurse in here?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
He's working for a black president.
Yeah.
That'd really throw him.
Yeah, that would have been a real weird take on Captain America. It's like the first Avenger. And he like wakes up and just like punches the first Asian person he sees or something.
Internment camps.
Yeah. I'm sure there's a draft of that laying around somewhere.
Sure. Write it, Jordan.
I don't know.
No.
Mine would just be a little too nice.
It'd be funny to write a script to you for sure where you're like, well, I needed to end my career somehow. So I wrote
the son of the son of the man.
It was going too well.
Okay, I like Casper v. Bruce Willis from The Sixth Sense.
What is that character's name?
Bruce Willis from The Sixth Sense. I think it was weird that they called him that. Bill Sensman.
Bill Sensman the Sixth. There were several before me. And my father, Bill Sensman the Fifth.
Let's just call him Bruce Willis from The Sixth Sense.
Okay, perfectly fine.
Sure.
I love that we're not going to check.
Is everybody familiar
We all could. But and if you're listening and it's driving you nuts,
is everybody familiar
please don't unsubscribe.
Is everybody familiar with the Sixth Sense?
I rewatched it recently.
Oh, okay.
You did spoil the ending, so we're all cut up now.
Does anybody know how to spell sixth? Because I'm Googling.
S-I-C-K.
I did S-I-C-T-H because of my giant thumbs. His name is Dr. Malcolm Crowe. Glad we looked it up.
Not saying that once.
Yep. Bruce Willis from The Sixth Sense it is.
Okay, so this is where we do strengths and weaknesses.
You know, they say there's a seventh sense now.
Huh. There is? Mm-hmm. What is it?
You can tell when Bruce Willis is nearby. No, they say that there's like a bunch of senses. There's like a sense of time and a sense of space. And
all right, moving on.
Yeah. You don't get to decide what's bad content. I make the cuts.
I was holding.
And you're out of here.
I was holding a notepad that said moving on, and she jumped in for
me.
She's more of a peacemaker.
I told you, only get guests who won't dunk on me. They get dunked on too much.
I love that there might
be
a screening process for that.
That people have to play one-on-one basketball with me.
You step in a bucket in front of them. If they don't say something mean, they're like, that's our guest.
Hard pass to test.
Strengths for Bruce Willis from Sixth Sense.
He's grim.
He blends in with people.
He's just he's just a fucking dude.
He's just a regular dude.
He's a schlub wad.
But people
don't know he's a ghost, and that's a strength.
Sure.
I think.
Oh, yeah.
He also doesn't know he's a ghost.
Oh, right.
So
well,
I think
could also be a weakness.
Honestly, I think his move would be to be like, I want to help you, Casper.
Yeah.
That's my Bruce Willis, apparently.
Like when you surprise you with an impression.
Oh, Casper. I'm not certain I'm dead.
Classic Bruce. You know in Die Hard when he says all that stuff?
Sure.
The Christmas movie?
I miss my family.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Okay,
strengths for Casper.
Oh, he's
very nice.
Experience
Such
ghost.
Experience.
Such a sweetheart.
Doing ghost stuff.
Little. He's small.
Little.
Can
I think naive to the point of, you know, like, being able to dodge bullets, you know? Like,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, a flower! And like, yeah, yeah. It up and a bullet.
Yeah.
Not that it would
go. It some, see, it's tough for ghosts to fight.
Unless it was dipped in ghost blood. I don't know. How do you shoot a
yeah,
ghost?
Yeah, how do you
did
kill
I ever
a ghost?
Tell you? I wouldn't have told you, but did I ever tell you that there was a kid in my school who I graduated with who went to jail for shooting at a ghost?
Wait, you're kidding.
While he was high on methamphetamines.
Oh, that's nice.
Sure. Mm-hmm. That's how you get there.
Yeah.
I dated a guy once whose father was cleaning a gun and shot a hole through the wall. Nice.
Cool.
Right?
Yeah. You guys would go visit that hole. And
yeah.
It was very romantic.
I was there when it happened.
Sure.
Holes.
I haven't seen that guy since. I'd like to see him.
Isn't he in jail?
I'd just like to talk to him about it. No. You can't go to jail for shooting a ghost.
Oh, okay.
You're already dead.
That's fair enough.
No, I think he went away for a little while. But yeah, so I think Bruce Willis.
What if he listens? What if he listens
He'll
to this?
He'll be glad that he's brought up.
Sure.
It's nice to be remembered.
He'll be like, yeah, I'm in the news. Thanks, my podcast is
the news.
News,
yeah. Not and that's the most mentally ill thing about him.
Not a bright
him.
Man.
I made it.
He's on meth.
It's going to be a good ghost hunting season. I'm going to fill up the freezer with ghost meat for my family.
He just does it very formally.
Mm-hmm. I think Bruce Willis's move would be to try and help Casper.
Yeah.
But then it's not a fight.
I think he thinks he's here to like help him move on. You know?
Where do they fight?
Or does he straight up just like rip his shirt off?
Okay, here's my other question is
swing on this guy.
Ghosts can touch each other?
Sure.
Okay. Like they can make contact.
I think that's a hard rule we got to move forward with is that ghosts can punch ghosts.
Oh, for
yeah,
sure.
That was my question.
People can't punch ghosts.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah. That's like canon,
of
right?
Of course, idiots.
Totally.
Yeah.
How
yeah. Ghosts can punch
be?
Ghosts?
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems right.
Sure.
I think Bruce Willis is just a scarier character.
Sure.
Like he can maybe frighten a child like Casper.
I think they're both equally sad characters. I don't know that
they're
like
both
very
bummer.
Frightening.
I think
The Sixth Sense is a scarier universe. There's Munchausen by proxy.
That's true.
All kinds of Crazy Man.
There's that scary ghost girl who's like puking.
That scene fucked me up. Yeah, I saw that too. I was probably too old for that to ruin me, but I like thought about it for a while.
Yeah,
I was like 12. Yeah, it was bad.
I don't remember anything about the movie. I also saw it for the first time like last year and it's all gone.
Oh,
like,
sure.
M. Night Shyamalan was kind of a master of the spooky scary for that for that one movie. And then he couldn't follow
Have you ever seen The Village?
Yeah.
No, that's not very scary.
No, it's not. Signs?
The Village, do you get it? It's now times.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
90 goddamn minutes I've been here, M. Night. 90 minutes for your bad film. I went and saw The Happening, and I was so bored, I walked over across the aisle to go see You Don't Mess with the Zohan.
Which was better, right?
Yeah. It's pretty fun. That's like a pretty fun movie.
That's actually like sunk cost theory says that you saved your own time.
Sure,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But I think even if they were going to fight, because Bruce Willis, his character is a child psychologist.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so interesting.
So he's going to see this ghost child.
He's going to use the power of psychology.
He's going to immediately be like, we don't have to do this, Casper.
Mm-hmm. And he figures out like why he's staying here.
Well, I think that like he's going to take off his fighting robe and put on his psychologist jacket and be like, we can work through this. But I think Casper, in trying to be friendly, is like, but the people, the Fight Island... Fine Islanders love a
they
fight.
Want to see
Yeah.
And
also,
like,
he might be too stupid for psychology to work on him. Does that make sense? Like, imperviously stupid, where you don't understand anything that's happening.
That's got to happen, right?
I think
you're
it does.
Too dumb for therapy.
Yeah. Well, my therapist was talking about. I go to the.
My therapist told me I was.
Yes.
That's what I'm.
No, she did call one of the boyfriends I had simple because she met him. But I go to like a 12-step program, and I really don't like how it's like very God heavy. Uh-huh. And my therapist was like, "Oh no, that's for stupid people, so that it like makes sense to that. It's like an easier way. It's like spoon feeding them therapy.
It's putting the pill in the cheese.
Yeah, exactly.
God cheese.
It's
from Kroger.
Therapy pill in the God cheese. Mm-hmm. We're the smart ones.
Yeah, they've got a factory where they milk God. I honestly think I almost feel like Casper would be like. Like, it's better to be a ghost. Come on and join me.
Yeah.
And, like, tries to hit him with, like, some cartoon violence, like, drops a piano at him. Or, like, you say, poltergeists thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. starts flinging stuff, gets the uncles involved.
Gets those uncles involved.
Fatso's fat at him.
Yeah.
Fatso's fat right at him.
Right at him.
Right in front of him.
Yeah.
Stinky pool with the smells.
And
controversial
then,
smells.
What was the last one? Rick?
From Days yeah. Gone
Moranis.
Past.
It's Rick Moranis. It's Rick Moranis, the ghost. Yeah.
The ghost.
Yeah. Oh, it was Stretch, Fatso, and Stinky.
Stretch.
Yeah.
And again, yeah, the fat one was not Stretch. We're not sure. Having
no,
fun.
No, Stretch was the very thin one.
Yeah, I think he scares Bruce Willis, who like falls down the stairs, and Fatso like bumps him with his stomach into a tuba.
Where are they fighting? Did we?
A mansion.
I also
a spooky mansion.
Yeah, that's what I was perfect. Imagining. From the Casper movie.
From the Casper movie, absolutely. Yeah, with like the weird machinery.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Although it's nice that Casper has backup.
It is nice that Casper has backup.
That's very sweet.
You know who else has backup?
Who?
Bruce Willis in the form of a young Haley Joel Osment.
Haley Joel Osment.
Sure.
He has, man, Bruce Willis's ghost has a human friend who can do human things.
That's right, true.
But he can't touch, based on our own rules, he can't hurt the ghost because he can't punch them.
But
right.
One of Bruce Willis's main defining characteristics in that movie is that he doesn't know he's a ghost.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So here's what I think is happening. Is Bruce Willis is getting pummeled by these ghosts. He does not know what to do. He's like, well, I can't hit them. They're ghosts. Mm-hmm. Haley comes out of nowhere, all scared. He's like reading some dumb book. Looks up from his book. He came
the
with Bruce Willis.
I'm precocious.
Haley Joel Osment reads the Fountainhead.
He's constantly whispering. But he goes, Bruce, I was the first kid to do this. Bruce Willis. You're a ghost. You can hit them back. Or he doesn't say you're a ghost. He just says, you can hit them. He's like, what? Oh, God. And he punches the ghost as he's realizing that,
that
he is a ghost.
And he's like mad that he's a ghost.
And he's like punching his anger about leaving his wife. He's punching his anger about getting shot by
Donnie Wahlberg
of all people.
I think he whoops the adult uncle ghost.
I think that, yeah.
Puts him in a cartoon 1934 film strip pile.
Sure.
They all have X's over their eyes, but like they're ghosts.
Like probably sucks them up in a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Standard ghost practice.
And then hits reverse and pushes it out somewhere else. Yeah.
Totally. Or like explodes the vacuum cleaner. Which
it's like a stick of dynamite.
Yeah. And then double ghost.
Yeah. Aw, damn.
Which can't punch a regular ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think beats the shit out of these three uncles in like a I'm a dead person who has nothing left to lose rage. Yeah. Weeping, shirt ripped off, still a necktie.
Haley is also weeping near him.
Sure,
sure.
Haley is...
Casper goes to talk to him because he can see ghosts.
Sure.
They're hanging out.
Oh, he's like, can we be... Wow, a human friend.
No.
Can you buy me... Porn? Can you buy me fireworks?
He's the new Christina Ricci.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, he's in love with Christina Ricci. It was a good movie.
It was a good movie.
And what? Does he say that we can be friends? Oh, geez. You know what I think happens? I think Haley Joel helps Casper move on.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think that's it. He like sees Casper's weird death.
Yeah.
And is like, it's not your fault. You, fell out of that Zeppelin.
Sure. His dated death.
That's very funny.
Yeah. His very old time death.
He's the Lindbergh baby.
Yeah. Oh my God. Casper's the Lindbergh
baby.
Oh my
God.
He was snatched by a seabird.
Now, would in helping him move on, would that be a win for...
That's a win for Bruce Willis.
A win for Willis because he brought...
Well, yeah. I mean, actually, it's a win for Casper, right? Because isn't this like... Because
ultimately...
They're ghosts. A win is a loss, and a loss is a win.
I think it is. I think he discovers that Casper is the Lindbergh baby. And helps
Let's him go join his...
Dad.
Racist dad, Charles Lindbergh?
Oh, I mean, probably. Sure. Just based on the time.
Yeah, you can kind of just asterisk that for the whole time period.
Fair enough.
Now, and even now, kind of. Okay. Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis wins, but also not really.
Oh, not
he
really.
Stays in purgatory, but he wins the fight.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. And he feels like a big man.
Right.
And that's important going forward.
Yeah. It's important.
And he didn't have to pummel a child ghost to death because I'll tell you guys, I was that close. about to happen.
He got to pummel the classic things you want to pummel. A fat guy, a thin guy, and a stinky guy.
Stinky guy. Yeah.
the three bums.
The three archetypal things you beat up.
The three types of crumb bums.
I love that this is a bum fight for you.
Sure. All things are bum fights, really.
If you think about art enough, yeah.
Eating, college, what?
I thought you said if you think about art enough.
If you think about art hard enough, yeah. If you think about film.
It's a bum fight.
All every open mic is a bum fight.
Every painting I've ever seen, that's a bum fight.
He's staring at the Mona Lisa.
Every painting I've ever painted has been a bum fight.
Like okay. Dogs at a poker table.
Sure. But it's bums fighting
on the poker
over
table.
A painting of dogs at a poker table. Okay. And around and round we go. Okay, middleweight fight. Fight Island, middleweight. Fright Island, middleweight. Spooky ghost fight.
I'm going to nominate Slimer.
Slimer.
Is that from Ghostbusters?
That's he's from Ghostbusters.
He's the fat green one where gross, if he looked like a human, he would look.
He looks like
a booger. Yeah.
He does. But he has a jolly presence and kind of attitude, I think.
Mm-hmm.
He's friends with Bill Murray.
Yeah.
That's easy enough.
Sure. He came to a party that Slimer was at, overstayed his welcome.
He went to a wedding.
Yeah.
He crashed his wedding, demanded everybody take pictures with him.
Okay, I like Slimer. Now, is Slimer not a heavyweight?
I mean, physically, yes, but pop culturally, no.
I don't think Slimer has enough. There's not enough information.
Yeah.
He doesn't have enough backstory.
Agree. He's also sort of, I mean, he's not like a major character in the. Isn't he more peripheral, sort of?
Yes.
Yes.
And he's just sort of around.
Yeah.
But he's stuck for some reason.
He's trapped.
The zeitgeist,
he's also not a
zeitgeist
person.
Scooped him up.
Is he a person?
I think that's the most disturbing part about it.
If you think about Slimer as a man.
A man.
And it's just like it just degraded over time. Like that's what he turned into.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Maybe he died. He's like Chernobyl. Death?
Sure.
Totally.
I think probably he was just like a big, hungry
guy.
He
was a guy who couldn't stop eating radioactive food. His limbs fell off. He became an egg.
Or maybe he wasn't a guy. Maybe it's just some sort of elemental hunger spirit that loves to scarf hot dogs.
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
Okay, I'm into them.
Okay, I like Slimer. I would like to nominate the Boo from Mario.
I have no point of reference for that.
Okay, you don't know that guy from the Mario Brothers series?
I also kind of only vaguely
have
a hold of it.
The Big Boo's out.
We could do Boo Berry. But that's sort of another child ghost.
That's okay,
he's
though.
He's very similar to... And there's also not a lot of background information on him.
That's true.
Except for he's friends with Count Chocula.
Yeah.
Sure.
Are they friends?
Yeah.
Or is it like...
I sort of made that up.
Dracula meets the Wolfman, where they're like, they're enemies.
They're enemies.
Or is it just kind of one of those things where it's like, I guess we have to ride the same bus now.
Yeah. We're sort of peers, but...
Yeah. To the
spooky mansion. Do you like jazz? No. And they sit in silence for 45 minutes.
Dracula is annoyed by Frankenstein.
Oh, I think Dracula would be super annoyed by Booberry at least.
Oh, absolutely.
Booberry.
Oh,
yeah.
He's
seems,
too happy.
He seems like he seems like an annoying person.
Oh, yeah, you weird Bing Crosby knockoff ghost.
I forgot he wears a fedora. Oh my god.
Yeah, he wears like a bowler hat and a
bow tie
after death. Like, dress it down, dude.
You don't have to do this stuff.
You're haunting a house.
No, he's haunting a speakeasy. Be polite.
People are gonna feel weird if you're too uptight about this, Boo Bear. Good afternoon. I'm here for the haunting.
I need slacks.
Sign here. Like,
you don't have legs.
Sign here.
Demand suspenders.
I'm going to need a 1099 from everybody.
Oh, he's a narc monster.
He's on the job.
Boo Bear.
Boo Bear being a narc.
I also love that he's like a ghost CPA in your head.
Sure.
With Bing Crosby's voice. Fill this out.
Fill out these papers for me. Do you like Boobery then?
I don't know enough about Boobery. I don't
options.
Think there's much
there's
about
a,
him.
Yeah, we made up a lot of information.
that was mostly
we
us.
We really filled in the blanks.
Is the Slender Man a ghost?
Oh, shit. I think Slender Man's a heavyweight even.
Yeah, well, especially because there's a real life crime tied to that ghost or
it's
entity.
True.
Did you?
Yeah.
We should Google a list of famous ghosts. Do you think that exists?
Yeah, okay, let's fire it up. I don't think Slender Man is a ghost.
You think he's like more of an entity? I think, but there's like a creepypasta about him where sure. I think there is like a death involved, like a murder maybe. I don't know.
There was an actual like last yeah, year murder. These girls, the two girls it, she survived.
But, yeah, that's what I mean when yeah. I say that that's, he's a
headless horseman.
Sure. Oh, that's a good one. The headless I'm from horseman. Near Sleepy Hollow.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that might be a good one then.
Can you introduce us? To the headless horseman?
What if we do headless horseman Ichabod versus
Crane.
I like that.
Versus Slimer.
I like that.
I think especially because fun. Headless Horseman is on a horse. That's pretty cool.
Headless Horseman's on a horse.
But no head.
Yeah. No head.
And Slimer, no body.
But he does have...
one perfect man.
Okay, I think I know how this ends.
I was just going to say, I think we've locked this up at some... somebody has to prevail.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think at some point during the fight...
Yeah, yeah.
He like puts Slimer on as a head to yeah, buy yeah. beer. I don't know.
or to so get, he matches like, his ID finally.
To yeah. get like a driver's license or something.
This doesn't look like you, but you have a body and a head. So
no. I mean, we're talking about like
you've the got the two things you need.
Like the headless horseman, we're talking about like this is a guy who thought he could pass his pumpkin for a head.
And yeah. he got away
oh,
with
it's
it
a
too.
Head, I swear to God.
Yeah, no head is like so much better than pumpkin head.
Have you tried it? Fuck you.
I like that in your rendition, the sounds like the pumpkin is backwards on his head.
Sure.
Like it's not like a jack-o'-lantern.
Oh, I had to put it on myself.
I like that if he has a pumpkin head and he's like, I know what this needs, and it's like a hat.
Now I've got them.
Oh, I forgot. And it's like a little
it's a
bowler.
Big,
it's like a wig. It's like a cabaret oh, wig. Yeah. yeah.
He puts on like a nice flowing wig. Just, like,
just like a full
perfect.
On, a full
like a Catherine Zeta-Jones. Like a Cheetah banana.
Yeah. Perfect.
Sunglasses.
Stabbed into the gourd. Okay. Yeah. So where does that happen?
Sleepy Hollow.
Ooh, on that bridge.
Yeah.
And that covered bridge.
Crane. Sure. That's his name.
The Ghostbusters get to Sleepy Hollow. They find nothing. They leave. Slimer falls out the back of the wacky Ghostbuster
yeah,
car.
Yeah, because he would chill with them.
He like became their friend at some point in yeah. the cartoon.
Even ugh. Though it seemed like a nuisance. They'd always be like, Slimer, you ate everything.
He was a bit of a great gazoo with them. They're just like, yeah, he's like a really around.
Are you getting these references yes, to 60s cartoons?
I'm following.
It's so weird that we're not even from that era, but we grew up where all cartoons were written by like 60-year-old dudes.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
So like the Animaniacs are always talking about like fucking Milton Berle's
that
penis
is the
or Spielberg. Whatever.
That is the yeah. weirdest part about Animaniacs is that they are constantly like, can you believe Kim Novak is dating Sammy Davis Jr.? Yeah, you're like, yeah. what?
Yeah, but they're like time, like, isn't they're like timeless in their own sure. series? Like, it's never like said when.
Sure,
yeah.
but in practicality, why like are kids
yeah,
thinking
why so
about
many, why so many Junior? Edward G. Yeah, Robinson?
Yeah, they
references.
Keep being like, you know how kids love Peter Lorre? What?
Sure. Okay, so I think on that covered bridge, that spooky covered bridge. On one side, the headless horseman. What are the headless horsemen? What are his
He's
stats?
On a horse.
On a horse, mounted.
Mounted. Yeah. The pumpkin is constantly falling off.
Flaming pumpkin.
Yeah.
Oh, he set it on fire?
Remember? At the end?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Sets that pumpkin on fire, hurls uh-huh. it. That's how he looks in
yeah,
my
he's
mind.
He's got some kind of flaming pumpkin power.
Sure.
He's mad.
Furious.
About something.
He's driven, mad about something.
Driven by vengeance.
Yeah.
He's beheaded.
Did you guys ever see Sleepy Hollow?
Who?
No.
Tim Burton's last good movie?
Oh, the Johnny Depp one?
Oh, yeah.
It's very good.
It's wonderful.
When you yeah. say the Johnny Depp one, that describes any of his movies. It's really not.
the spooky Johnny Depp one.
Right.
The one where he's being too much?
You know where he's overacting and beating his wife?
Yeah.
Sorry, didn't mean to ruin Johnny Depp for you.
No.
yeah, it was
what
like
was that movie where the whole premise is he has a mustache?
Oh,
Ringo.
Mordecai.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the premise. Huh?
They were like, what's the plot of a movie? And someone was like, what about a mustache? And they were like, that's certainly not
on
a
the
plot.
Lord.
I know who can grow a mustache.
Yeah, it's almost
me
like
second.
It's almost like Johnny Depp grew a mustache and was like, write something about this. Write something around it.
That's the kind of writer I want to be.
Yeah. So a random celebrity points
a random
at
celebrity.
Something and
yeah,
you
yeah.
go, abs-
He's
yes,
like,
absolutely.
I have all this money, write this terrible movie.
Yeah. There's a lot of people who really like Mordecai.
No, there aren't. Yeah. Are there?
Sure, they're out there.
Is it like people who love the Zohan movie?
Maybe.
Like niche?
Is it people who own the Jamie Kennedy experiment
yes.
on DVD?
Yes, it is.
imagine you like trying to buy it from a Goodwill and somebody being like,
"You don't
need
to
honey,
do this.
You don't have to.
We pay you.
We all had to.
Don't do that.
Just take it."
No, I paid money for it.
Far out. Again, brave. I think it's super
You can tell your therapist that you admitted it on a podcast. Yeah.
Please don't tell her.
We're like shitting on this thing, and then we're like, now how do these ghosts fight? Who wins? What if it happens?
I stand by this so much more.
Now, I would 100%. Say this is a premise.
Immediately. Oh, boy. See, I want to say, like, you know, the Headless Horseman, he's like martially trained. He was a soldier.
Yeah. So what like, is his backstory, swords, if we can Hessian say it quickly?
Soldier. I believe he's like a Revolutionary War soldier.
A Hessian. So it was like these freelance Germans that they hired to fight.
Like a Blackwater type?
I don't know.
Old-time Blackwater.
Old-time Blackwater.
Sure. Oh, yes. Like a mercenary.
Yeah. That we got for Iraq.
Yeah. And but in the movie Sleepy Hollow, he's
shoehorning Iraq again.
In the movie Sleepy Hollow, he's played by none other than Christopher Walken. And he has terrifying red pupils, and he has his teeth are like points. He's filed them down to points.
Yeah.
He gets his head cut off and thrown in the roots of an old tree, and it's like cursed. And if you have his skull, you can send him to kill people.
Yeah, it becomes like a murder mystery. Kind of. It's like a fun movie.
It's a good movie.
That and Benicio del Toro's Wolfman, which are both awesome. And like nobody talks about how those are great Halloween movies. Yeah.
Oh, the Wolfman is good.
It's super good.
Yeah. I want to say like he's got the edge, but at the same time, Slimer
has Slimer like wacky shit on his side.
Yeah.
Slimer is packed to the gills with wacky hijinks.
It does seem like a lot of levity to throw at a very scary character. Do you know what I mean? Like
it seems like the antidote. I mean, it really is
that's maybe true.
Cut his like self-seriousness and
like
revenge.
Like undermine.
Yeah.
I feel like the Headless Horseman, his main move is going to charge at this at Slimer, you know? And you know what happened? And Slimer, just like in the movie, charges back at him.
Slimes. Swallows, eats the horse.
Eats the horse.
See, I think he goes in mouth open. Eats
open.
All the horse's flesh.
Sure.
And then it's
something pretty spooky. It's Headless Horseman riding a skeleton.
I think the skeleton just skids to a stop. Yeah,
collapses very cartoonly.
And he falls to the ground.
That's what
the head goes rolling off.
Yeah.
That's what you get for bringing a horse to a ghost fight.
You know what I think?
Right?
And of course, Slimer doesn't digest it, so it's just all horse meat. A buzzsaw of horse meat.
And of course, the Headless Horseman is now trademark slimed.
I'm trademarking a buzzsaw of horse meat now.
Okay.
That's going to be.
You're registering it right now.
Yeah.
I see him doing
Jake,
it.
Jake, can we buzzsaw of horse meat?
Would
you
buy buzzsaw of horse meat?
If I could get a patent going?
Yeah, can we?
It's already a website, and now Jake is scarred for life.
Jake has to move back to the UK.
Has to move back to the UK, move into
he
a lighthouse, and deal with what he's seen.
Oh, you're on a list now. I'm so sorry. BuzzsawOfHorseMeat.com.
It's .edu.
Good lord.
It's a film website.
It's a school?
The new Rotten.com.
Do you remember that movie with Vincent D'Onofrio where... Oh, what is it? It's like J-Lo has to fight him in his own mind.
Oh, The Cell.
The Cell, where they cut a horse into a bunch of pieces and like telescope it. It's very scary and cool and artistic. That's what I think art is.
Anything involving J-Lo. Maid of Honor, great movie.
No, anything where a horse dies.
Yeah. What the listener doesn't know is Jordan just read his Tinder profile. Have you seen The Cell? It's where they cut a horse, put in a bunch of slides. That's what I think art is.
And
anyway.
He has a picture of it.
Date me.
Each different slide is a different part of the horse.
Other ways Jordan got kicked off Hinge.
Wait, did you?
Yeah, for cutting a horse into pieces. And using it. What? People loved it.
It's you. All your pictures are you with a different piece of horse.
It's like a dead horse head.
This is its middle.
At the bottom.
The tail. He's like braiding it.
Jordan's wearing different outfits in each one. One's like sporty. One's got a suit on.
At the bottom, there's a quiz to find out which part of the horse are you.
It's one of those make your own BuzzFeed.
Sure. 10 possible options, 10 pieces of horse. Front of the horse, looking to meet a middle of the horse.
You're selling the horse meat. You're like packaging it up.
Sure. No, that's mine. Don't ask about it.
Not the tenderloin.
I messaged a woman and said, asked if she wanted to live in my mind. And, you know, like the cell.
Looking for a J-Lo to my the cell.
Ugh. And then the police keep coming to my house.
Got to turn my location services off. Yeah, okay.
So my dude is slimed. Spinning around. The headless horseman hates this.
Horse pile
of
bones. I
also think he would eat the pumpkin, too.
Oh, you think? Okay, yeah. He eats the head. Sure. Yeah.
So now he's like actually headless.
Oh, geez. Or is there just like a pumpkin like floating in Slimer now? Is
he right in the middle.
Yeah.
Is he like now? And that head explodes, you know? So honestly, maybe I almost see him like turning back around, because that pumpkin head, that's an explosive ghostly pumpkin head. I think we can all agree.
It's full of fire.
It's full of fire. Full of hellfire and ghost explosions.
I was thinking one of those like shots that you put on fire and then you drop it in. And
sure. It's filled with whiskey. This is a pumpkin filled
with
whiskey.
That's how he got it on fire.
Sure.
Yeah.
He's not even going to remember this.
So I think
you mean the pumpkin?
Yeah.
He's stumbling, the headless horseman stumbling on the bridge.
Slimed.
Trying to find his pumpkin head.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, yeah. My horse's bones, I think. I heard it.
Turns around, sees it. Come on!
He falls on the bones like
I don't have a head in my horse's bones.
Like, you know how much it's going to cost to get this horse remeated?
He staples the meat back.
Sure, like trying to put it back together, like a JFK situation. Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no. Oh no.
His
popcorn.
Are falling out.
Oh, popcorn.
I think every Fright Island we've brought up the Kennedy assassination.
Boy,
also.
Sure feels like it's a lot very, of them. Yeah. Okay. And yeah, and I think Slimer, not realizing that there's this pumpkin bomb. Mm-hmm. Like turns around and goes for another pass, flies into the headless horseman again. The pumpkin bomb explodes, splatter Slimer, all over everywhere, damaging the headless horseman.
But he's a ghost, so he's okay.
But it was a ghost pumpkin. It was the ghost ghost fire.
Ghost IED.
Ghost IED.
IED.
IED. IED. Yeah.
Okay. Thank God.
No, because it went inside Slimer.
Because also if you tried to have sex with Slimer, that would probably stop any unwanted pregnancy.
You're right. He would not get pregnant because he already had a pumpkin that was on fire in his body.
And that burnt off all the sperm.
Yep, takes right care of that. I think the headless horseman wins by embarrassment.
Yeah.
And is covered
skin
in
of his teeth.
Like skin of his teeth.
Slimer's rabid hunger served him well.
Sure.
Got as much horse meat as he wanted.
Lack of forethought, I think. Yeah.
I like that we can all agree that even though this doesn't necessarily fit with the rules we've defined for this world. It does.
Yeah. It kind of does.
It does.
Yeah, headless horseman wins, but not with any dignity.
It's getting late. There's going to be a lot of headless horsemen out there. And women's. 2019, it's Los Angeles.
Headless horsewomen.
Everybody can lose a horse.
Headless horse, non-binaries,
Now, do you think at the end, like the headless horseman like picks up the horse skull and is like, perfect.
No, he puts it on.
He moves the jawbone. It's dislocated.
Sure,
he puts it on, and then he puts on a little hat.
A little hat.
Sunglasses.
Yeah, puts sunglasses, puts them right in the holes.
You know those like Asian sunglasses that are very offensive? He picks those up.
Sure. Straight to the club.
He goes to a joke shop.
These are funny. It's not 1881, dude. You can't do that shit.
He doesn't know it.
Get some like googly eye specs.
Is it good? Does it feel? It feels like it's weird.
he gets like a Groucho, and he's like,
sure.
This is like a man, right? That's famous.
This is like the top part of a man face. Perfect. I'm ready to go on a date. I learned how to make spaghetti.
Yeah. I want to see that. I want to see that one.
That
where
movie?
That movie where the
horse-faced headless horseman.
The headless horseman like cleans his act up. Like the queer eye guys come and get him to hammer it out, pull his shit together.
The guy who does hair can't do anything.
Yeah. Headless. Okay, I got you a head. I don't want you to ask any questions.
We're going to fit it on you.
We got to...
He goes on a date with Andy McDowell.
Sure.
There's something about you I like.
Okay, heavyweight ghost. Fights. These are your big ones.
Your biggins.
Is Jesus Christ a ghost?
Jesus Christ, not a ghost. Son of God.
He's a zombie.
He was a zombie.
Oh, he would be famous zombies.
Yeah.
Some sort of a revenant.
Yeah.
I think there is a holy ghost.
But that's ill-defined.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
That's like
poltergeist.
Yeah.
Poltergeist,
yeah.
It's like that Dan Brown novel.
Jesus is a poltergeist. Yeah. It's where Tom Hanks' rock and roll mullet gets even longer.
Skateboard Jesus and Days of Grinding. He comes back again as a poltergeist and grinds.
Disciples of Dogtown.
Mm-hmm. You should write that. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it is. I'm in.
You mentioned Anne Boleyn earlier.
I said Mary Queen of Scots. Mary Queen of Scots. Anne Boleyn was also a good...
So when I think of like famous ghost stories, I think of like Abraham Lincoln.
Wait.
I don't understand that.
Abraham
is
Lincoln's a ghost?
Favorite,
oh, yeah. The ghost of Abraham Lincoln is said to haunt the Lincoln bedroom. A number of presidents.
Oh, interesting.
A number of presidents have claimed to have seen an apparition of the great emancipator on the night before or during like a heavy stress, like president, you know, those. Presidential decisions.
This makes me very like concerned about the mental stability of our presidents.
Of all presidents?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
I also like the idea of Trump seeing him and being like unimpressed.
I like the idea of Trump seeing him and him trying a flip off for the first time in his life.
He like tries to hit Abraham Lincoln's ghost. Yeah.
I saw Lincoln. He was very nasty.
Nasty, spooky ghost. Goblin man.
Just so dirty.
Yeah, so like Anne Boleyn is said, because she had her head cut off, she's supposed to walk the tower with her head under her arm, mm-hmm. bloody head. Beetlejuice, the ghost with the mouse.
I think Beetlejuice is fun because we have a lot of reference points.
Sure, I think Beetlejuice...
Aside from the Beetlejuice movie?
Beetlejuice cartoon.
Oh, okay.
No, it's just there is information about him.
Oh, yeah, there's like a backstory.
So this is a list of the 10 most famous ghosts.
And it's all...
King Hamlet.
Oh, that's
is
a good one.
Yeah,
everybody dies.
The Flying Dutchman.
The ghost of Christmas past,
present, and future.
Oh, true.
Some Dickensy ghosts.
Do you guys know about the Bell Witch?
Yes.
Very scary.
Yeah.
The Bell Witch is
that can
like,
be a heavyweight famous ghost.
Oh, I mean. Depends on what circles you're running.
Yeah, you guys apparently go to like a Bell Witch Club.
Yeah.
I got a witch calendar.
The witch.
I got a sexy witch calendar.
The witches
they're on Corvettes.
Witches of
East. They're dead.
Find me a non-sexy witch.
They're on like fire poles.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Where are they at the fire station?
Guys, top tier heavyweight ghost, Bloody Mary.
Fuck
Isn't
yeah.
Isn't that Mary Queen of Scots?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
I think
you
it
win.
Is.
Put it into the machine. Ask it.
You win because you said yes three times into a mirror.
Yep.
Ask the machine.
How many?
Because she killed so many people. She was called Bloody Mary.
It's safe to type Bloody Mary into Google once, right?
Just don't do it three times.
All right. What about Candyman?
Oh, there's a movie about that. The details escape me.
It's a Bloody Mary situation. He was like a slave in the 1800s, and he got killed by like. Bees, something with bees. They like killed his love.
No, that's Wicker Man.
No, same thing. Big. It was from the era of bee deaths for sure. And he like comes if you say his name into the. He has a hook for a hand.
Okay, yes.
It's you don't want it. I'll tell you that much.
Bad guy.
You don't want to meet this guy. Well, this is all just cocktails because the world is an alcoholic nightmare.
Bloody Mary ghost.
Bloody Mary ghost. Look,
Mary Queen of Scots.
Yeah.
That's Bloody what we're Mary. Looking at, Brett.
Bloody
I
Mary.
I give you the thing to prove my point.
Yeah.
Is a folklore legend consisting of a ghost, phantom, or spirit conjured to reveal the future. She is said to appear in a mirror when her name is chanted repeatedly. The Bloody Mary apparition may be benign or malevolent, depending on historic variations of the legend. Bloody Mary appearances are mostly witnessed in group participation play. Doesn't say anything about her historically being Mary Queen of Scots, but we could go in and change it. It's Wikipedia.
Or do we have a Mary off?
Or you know what? I think I could see the two histories being intertwined somehow.
Yeah, that seems right.
I like Bloody Mary versus Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
No?
I almost like Bloody Mary versus Slenderman because I like the two.
Oh, you mean Slenderman is a heavyweight because there's a real murder that happened. On this like
quote-unquote
fake ghost.
Okay. You want? I think we've had Slenderman, haven't we?
For
Boy, we're going to get so many ats. People are going to be like, Slenderman is not a ghost.
He's my dad.
And it's going to all be from my different accounts. Okay, so Bloody Mary v. Slenderman.
V. Slenderman. Yeah,
yeah. Assuming Slenderman is indeed a ghost, which at the very least a tulpa, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
A tulpa?
He's sure. Ghost similar.
Ghost adjacent.
Yes. Ghost tangential.
Sure, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. And if we need to go back and delete the last third of this podcast, then we can
do that.
Yeah, the Slenderman estate
is contractually obligated to come back in and record a different thing where it's somebody versus Booberry.
I like that you think that so many people will come for you if you're wrong about this fact. That
I'm worried that the Slenderman will come for us. And I'm going to have to come.
Two teen girls will come and stab you.
You're going to wake up to us throwing rocks at your window like, he's here. We have to record a different third.
He's going to watch as we do it.
Do it. Do it.
He did.
Make it funnier.
He's producing.
More about me. I win.
British Jake was asleep. Forever.
Okay. All right. Where does it happen? A spooky, spooky forest?
A spooky forest full of mirrors.
A spooky forest full of mirrors. Yikes.
To a mall.
Yes.
Somehow,
is that what a mall is?
Somehow a They're mall.
It's an abandoned mall.
It's an abandoned mall.
Okay. I'm into that.
Which all malls are now.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oof. The greatest ghost of all, you know?
The American mall.
American capitalism. The spirit of capitalism.
It can't be late enough.
So let's talk strengths and weaknesses here. I mean, out of the gate, my gut wants to give it to... See, this is tough.
Yeah.
I feel like Bloody Mary is everywhere.
Yeah, she's like in the ether.
I feel like she's
going to
be in every mirror, every like shiny surface.
And also she's violent, right? Is that
sure?
That's
oh
like
yeah.
The,
I imagine she like, you know, grabs
I will say
you.
I'm going off of the Supernatural episode about Bloody
Mary. Oh, absolutely.
Mary.
Me too. That's okay. Big time. Yeah, yeah. For sure. One of the best treatises on the subject, yeah, yeah. I would say.
Talk about canonical.
Yeah, I imagine she like grabs you and pulls you into the mirror and then you're like in there with her and she... You know, there's a reason she's bloody.
Yeah.
Because she's like, you know?
What does she do?
She kills you.
Cuts your head off?
Yeah, cuts your head off, drinks your blood, splatters it.
I think it's just any pure violence. Like, there's no one way.
Oh, sure. Yeah. She's like a
It's a real,
she's like a hammer.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
she's a mob member.
Yeah, yeah.
She breaks your kneecaps.
You were never really there.
Yeah.
Bloody Mary's on the take. She's an enforcer for the mob.
Bloody Mary's Jimmy Hoffa.
She's a maid
ma'am. I don't know if anybody knows that.
Bloody Mary is
same
Jimmy
guy, girl.
Jimmy Hoffa, yeah.
We had the body inside a mirror.
Oh, turns out it's not Mary Queen of Scots.
It's hilarious. People think we buried him under the stadium. We sent him to spiral for all eternity through a dimension of wind and ghosts.
It's not Mary Queen of Scots. It's Jimmy
Hoffa. It's Jimmy Hoffa. Yeah. I did it. I was there. It was me, Suds, Jimmy Knuckles, and a wizard.
Who we call Hats.
Hats. Even though he only wears the one hat.
That's why it's funny.
That's why it's hilarious. I get.
Yeah, the guy with knuckles has no hands.
I get joke. I get one joke. As long as it's
single joke.
That one. Yeah. About
as long as they're one at a time and slow across the plate, I'll
I need
get
them
it.
Typed out for me.
We do a handout before the podcast. And
so I do think I'm seeing like an overgrown mall in like rural New Orleans, rural like... Louisiana, like swamps have
like
been
hot,
moving in.
Sticky.
Ooh, and mosquitoes and vines, kudzu growing.
They both have
this
connections
like
to like teen
for
girls.
Sure. Well, yes.
It's like a sleepover game.
Sam,
Slenderman
is
like
point.
The, is you know, those two girls stab that other girl.
Jeez. So
are like two teen girls there.
I think that's
and
exactly
accidentally
what happened.
Summon both
I
of them.
I just watched the documentary about them and it's very
Me
sad.
Me too. It is very
yeah.
sad.
It's very, very sad.
It is very sad.
They go to jail. They're like in a mental institution for like 25 years and they don't get any outside time. Anyway.
And that's where the two girl ghosts from The Shining come from.
I think it's a group of teen girls go to the
And that's why they're at a mall.
Go to the spooky mall
because
they've heard it's haunted and they're having a sleepover.
Yeah.
And they all summon every They summon a Slenderman.
Every ghost they can think
and,
of.
And Bloody Mary all at once, and then those two entities
they
have to clash over the soul.
And one lamer girl thinks they're going to the real mall and is so mad. Yeah.
Where is the Macy's?
Yeah, yeah. I thought we were going to go to Claire's. I was going to get a second ear piercing.
They do it with a gun.
I was going to get a septum piercing.
They don't do this at Claire's. Come on.
I know a girl who works there.
She's like so
That's how you know she's lying.
Yeah, yeah. It's like knowing the bartender, but
for sure. Yeah. Yeah. So what? How does this go down?
Well, Slender Man doesn't have a face.
True.
Famously.
Therefore,
he has no need to look in a mirror.
Can't he has no need to look in a mirror.
Yeah.
Maybe impervious to mirrors. So it's about like
convincing him to get in front of a mirror.
Or convincing her to come out of a mirror.
Okay. So there's the group of girls and they're picking him off. Because that's what they do.
Yeah.
Sure.
They both have been summoned and the girls are like, oh no, they're going to fight each other. And they're like, no, without eating you guys first.
And then Slenderman dies first.
Yeah. Yeah. Slenderman pulls one of their skeletons out.
Yeah.
And takes the bones back to his... Bone house? What does he do? He feels like the type of guy who can have a bone house.
Bone car drives around.
I'm building a hot rod out of bones.
It's a convertible. The top comes
Yeah.
Slenderman's having a bit of a midlife thing.
A bit of a midlife.
Yeah.
Ever since Darla left, I've been trying to focus my energies on more creative bone projects.
Yeah. He got so thin. He's trying to go dating.
He's like winking at young baseball bats.
Oh boy, he definitely seems like the type of creature that would be trying to date inanimate objects.
Yeah. He sees a light pole he likes.
I think it gets down to the point where there is one teen girl left.
Yeah, Bloody Mary's like sucking him into mirrors.
Oh yeah,
spitting blood out of the mirror.
Oh, full on like mirrors exploding.
It's
with
all on the floor, very slippery.
Everywhere, slippery. Slenderman's like tip tapping around on like spidery limbs. He's.
I like that you sometimes say it's Slenderman, like it's sure. Like it's Dr. Albert Slenderman.
Yeah. Like it was Slenderstein, and then they changed it.
It was Island.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Dr. Slenderman.
He went on Birthright.
Yeah, for sure. But he kept it off of his Instagram.
Really got to him.
Yeah.
Kept it. He was indoctrinated.
Yeah.
He's there to be like anti-Palestine.
Oh man, Slenderman being anti-Palestine is
canonical.
Yeah, canonical.
Oh, it just opened my eyes to a lot of different struggles over there.
I love the idea of a politicized Slenderman.
Yeah, not only does he like take your soul and shit, he's like really weirdly pro-Israel. And don't let him hear you say that because he's gonna, you know, do Slenderman stuff to you.
Like, but he does it in a really cool way, right? Like he has a guitar.
He'll push the issue. If you give him an opportunity, he will push the issue.
He'll invite you out for hummus, and then it will be a whole
just
deal.
Like, yeah. Don't bring it up. Like, no matter how much he is, like, drinking your blood, like, don't bring up Israel.
I love that they did, like, in the middle of a murder, somebody's like, so Israel-Palestine, right? Before I go, what's the deal?
I like the idea of somebody being like, I don't even think Slenderman is real. He's like, what? Did somebody
say Israel?
Different. Okay, different thing. And then recedes into shadows.
That's great.
Oh, I did a little snort.
I'm really happy about that. Ooh.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so it gets down to one poor girl's soul. And I don't think that they can leave without defeating each other. I think this is forcing the confrontation.
Yeah.
The mall is locked.
So I think Slenderman... like does like come out of the shadows right up to the mirror.
Uh-huh.
And I think she appears. And I think she reaches out her arms out of the mirror to get him.
Mm-hmm.
And then arms come from behind the mirror because he's everywhere, you know?
Omnipresent.
His arms are also so long.
Oh, his arms are so long.
Yeah.
His arms were like, this is like a real reaching into someone else's milkshake.
Yeah.
Straw situation, sure.
There will be blood.
Yeah. but he, like, she didn't even know that his limbs were behind it. And they grab her.
That's
wrists.
His advantage. He's omnipresent. She's trapped in the mirror.
Yeah. And he can also break the mirror.
I was going to say, I think he
snaps the mirror.
I think he pulls her out of the mirror. And as she is, like, fully removed from the mirror, like, every mirror in here starts
explodes.
To shatter.
Yeah.
Because there's Slenderman
but
arms
wouldn't he,
coming
wouldn't
through.
Wouldn't she
them.
Then be trapped in, like, the outside?
Right?
Isn't
that's
she more
his
dangerous
territory.
That way? Yeah. Oh, okay. It's like a home field advantage.
I feel like if you're smashing her mirror, like she's got nowhere to run now.
Yeah, and he can like be everywhere.
Sure. And I think he begins to Slenderman her. I think she hears like the shh.
Yeah.
The scary static. And like he's like horrible shadows are creeping up on her. She's losing her mind.
She's for the first
time.
The
Radio Shack comes for him. It all turns on.
She's for the first time scared, so she just starts kind of stabbing stuff. Like no, I'm still murdering. It's like that girl's so
thing.
Dead.
She's more like a psychological thriller, so she doesn't know how to actually kill.
No, I'm doing killing too. I'm super not
it's
scared
bloody.
Of this.
It's so bloody.
Look
There's how
much
blood there
so
is.
I got a lot of blood left. You back off. You get away. I see. Okay. There's a couple of ways I can see this movie ending. One is he pulls her out, starts smashing all of the window, all of the, every like reflective surface in mm-hmm. here. And as they're smashing, like it starts to hurt her, you know?
Oh, like as the mirrors break,
right.
She like breaks
like parts
apart
of her are breaking until at the end she he still has the body and drops it to the ground and it shatters into a million pieces.
Or is
there something this Bloody Mary has in her back pocket here?
I still think Slenderman has the advantage, but I think for the first time he forms a Slenderman mouth.
Ooh, a Slenderman.
Ooh.
And says Bloody Mary twice.
Whoa.
Kid then kills her. He doesn't. He refuses to say it a third time. That's just a fuck you. And then,
oh boy, or like says it three times into like a different surface when she's already out of the mirror, and somehow that like rips her through the mirror world.
Oh shit!
And traps her back in
or something.
Yeah,
she's back in, and then he smashes all of the mirrors.
And smashes them. Hmm. I don't know. I kind of like the first one where she smashes into a million pieces.
Yeah, I like it when she smashes into a million pieces.
Like a Thanos type.
Yeah,
sure.
She's shards. She's Superman. What's that, Superman 1?
Or is it like, once she's smashed into a million pieces, is it like in that Evil Dead movie where then just a million Bloody Marys come out of those reflective shards and tear the Slender Man to pieces?
I think that's it, because it's the
they
last
like
thing you said.
They like draw and quarter him because he has so many.
I think that might be it.
I think that's it. I think he smashed all the mirrors. She
it's
comes
a
through.
It's army
like,
of darkness.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it, because then she's like, oh, this is how... Yeah, I guess his ghost brain did not account for that the mirrors are still, no matter how small mirrors.
She was always...
You would have to be grains of sand before.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
She's an OG. She was always going to win.
She rolls them up like a tube of toothpaste.
She's like, you and blood. Your new age internet ghosts.
She will not be had by a creepypasta.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been haunting people since the first caveman saw his reflection in a frozen pond.
I'm an oral tradition.
An oral tradition. And kisses him, kills him.
Yeah, 100%.
Gives him head.
Sure. Real fast. One thing. I'm doing this for the pun.
Extremely slender dick.
It's so thin.
It's so
like
thin.
It's like a pencil.
But it starts
long.
Over there.
It's weird.
It's all so far away from
sure.
Oh my God, the end of it? So far away. That's what you don't notice about Slenderman is that
his dick is
dragging behind him, but it's very thin.
Oh, where did I leave the start of that thing?
It's like at the Olive Garden by itself.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I think it's in Chicago.
Where did I have it?
If you see the beginning of my penis, have it call me. Ellery, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for having
for joining
me.
Us and
a
talking
blast.
About Slenderman's dick with us.
A blast.
Where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me at Ellery Smith, ELLORY Smith.
Great
on Twitter.
Great follow on the Twitter.
Thank you so
great
much.
Great follow on the Instagram.
I don't tell people to follow my Instagram because I'm not as good at it.
Really?
Yeah.
I think you have a great Instagram.
Yeah, I was going to say you suck.
Thank you so much.
What constitutes good?
Oh, like, I don't know, aesthetic.
You know who's got a bad one? Sam, tell them about your Instagram.
It's all pictures of different me in different hats.
I am cakefarts.com.
This is me in a classic cowboy. This is me in a classic bowler.
That would be a good Instagram. I would follow.
Okay.
I kind of watch you do it.
Trying different hats with the same dumb expression on my face.
A hat montage.
It's a carousel. Structure.
Okay, well, you can follow me on Daily Hats.
hatkaleidoscope.org.
It's the daily podcast, but...
Yeah. It's Daily Zeitgeist, but it's just me with putting on hats.
It's a hyper-political hat podcast.
Yeah, you're Michael Barbaro.
Yeah. My man's wearing a hat while he's recording, for sure.
Of course.
Yeah, follow me on Twitter at VoteSamWiles and on Instagram at SamWiles and follow the podcast.
Yeah, at
Twitter.
Island Fight.
We've been getting some good tweets, some good DM suggestions for fights.
A lot of good
interaction. Yeah, fightislandpod@gmail.com. Keep them coming. We're saving some of the fan fights for something else. So.
Yeah, totally. And I said that like there was more to it. Like we are,
totally.
And it's going to be huge. It's not. I am on the internet. I'm right behind you on the internet, wherever you are. Turn around. Ah,
it's Slenderman.
You said my name into the internet three times.
Yeah, if you say Razor Lou into a mirror three times.
Yeah, at Razor Lou, follow me. Heck yeah, I think that's about it. Once again, thank you to Ellery.
Thank you for having so much fun.
Of course. Until next time, that's Fright Island.
That's Fright Island.
That's Fright Island.
Good night.
It's like a way to fly.
Island.